Hare Krishna. Greetings from Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. I'm in the middle of our retreat. And I have to say, it's just going absolutely wonderfully. This is the first year we have our own retreat center. There's a Catholic retreat center, very nice fathers, and they don't mind renting out the whole thing to spiritual people. And if anybody gets a chance, it's really something special. In fact, I'll just let you listen to what it sounds like outside my door. So gotta find where I was. It's really nice. We started at 6:30. There's a beautiful seminar hall. We have Prabhupada's group puja. Lakshmi Nisringa was here and he was leading beautifully. Kinchana Krishna and some A-level kirtaneers from Vrindavan. And then I spoke, and then generally what happens is we go out on Harinam to one place, but today we didn't. It was the first day. And then Madhavananda spoke from 11. And then we had more kirtan after breakfast. And then so it's been really wonderful. Sadhu Sangha. And what is a festival? A festival, a Vaishnav festival, it's not just eating. There are different activities, but a Vaishnav festival means remembrance of Krishna. That's all a Vaishnav festival means. In the classical Vaishnav festivals, there's even what's called Arivas. They have a preparatory a function where they actually invoke the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, one second while I'm finding where we're up to. Sorry, it's a little disjointed here, but we just took Jagannath Prasad. It came a little bit late off the altar. And because I'm running the festival, I'm really concerned how to sit people, and especially senior Vaishnavis, get some proper place to sit. Because the kirtan's just going so nicely. Okay, I don't know where I was last time, but well, let's start here. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, verse 10. Canto 10, verse chapter 23, text 17. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yascharyan Sugopalai Kshramo Duran Agata. Bhukshitasya Tasyanam Sanudasya Padeyatam. He has come a long way with the cowherd boys and Lord Balaram tending the cows. Now he is hungry, so some food should be given to him and his companions. Omigana Timurandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Taksuram Tamyena Tasmai Sri Gurudev Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kupashindu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from Puri, which is Vipralamba Kshetra. It's the mood of deep separation, which is the highest form of love. These things really have to be understood at a platform of purified consciousness. But even intellectually, Raha Bhav is tormenting because it's the absence of the deepest attachment one can possibly have. And just think how we feel in terms of loss when we lose the separation for an object that we are attached to. Think of your very favorite item right now. What if it was lost? How would you feel? So the supreme attachment leads to the supreme separation. The supreme attachment, the supreme love, leads to the supreme love in separation. And that mood of separation, viraha bhav, is only felt in Vrindavan, because outside of Vrindavan, the attachment to God is not as forceful, even though it's pure, because it's mixed with some sense of obligation or duty in terms of dealing with a superior. Krishna doesn't come as a superior. And therefore, that type of love doesn't have an obligation or duty that weakens it. It's kevala bhakti, it's only love, it's only devotion. So that mood of Odarya separation, this is here in Puri, the mood is felt because it's here that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Krishna himself, wanted to relish that flavor of love heightened in the deepest separation. That love Krishna wanting to be complete in the experience of love, want to experience that energy or that flavor of love from the perspective of the devotee. I said this many times. In any loving relationship, at least from one's perspective, is an object of your love. And if it's a beautiful relationship, they experience your love. But in giving your love to them, you also experience that love, but to a higher degree. So in the same way, God is experiencing the love of the devotees. But that same love, which is the essence of his bliss potency, which is the Krishna praying, that same love, the devotee also tastes as it comes through his heart for Krishna. And that taste is superior. The taste of loving is higher than the taste of being loved. So when God wants to taste that, actually for him to be complete in his enjoyment, he has to taste that. The eternal lila, the eternal event, which has no beginning or end, which is part of the existential part of God's
existential reality, the reality of God, that event, the eternal event, where God experiences what it's like to love him, that eternal reality that's called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that was the mission, that was the internal mission of God appearing as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. God appears, he has a hetu, a cause, and he appears for others and he appears for himself. When he appears for others, that's called the Maharangi Hetu. When he appears to himself, it's called the Antarangi Hetu. So the external cause, and it's not superficial, it just means for others, is to spread this forceful love that's found in the hearts of the residents of Vrindavan. And the internal reason, the reason he came for himself, is to experience that love found in the hearts. And this is the Krishna consciousness movement. This is what Prabhupada gave. He told us that to really appreciate that love of Godhead, we have to both taste it and we have to both distribute it. Without tasting it, you can't distribute it. Without distributing it, you won't fully taste it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Jiva Doi Krishna Nam Sarva Dharma Saha. But the essence of all religion, the essence of all duties, is to show compassion to living entities. And the greatest compassion is to give people the holy name of God. Give them that connection with the Absolute Reality. A place where your love can actually be reposed fully and forever. And that's what everyone is looking for. It's a reality here because it's a reality there. Everyone is looking for a relationship that's satisfying. And God himself wants that relationship. He wants to experience that relationship from the perspective of the devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to Puri to relish love at its height, love in the mood of separation. And therefore, when he is here, because this job is everyone's job to become a devotee. It's not just playing a Tilak or a Dodi or a Sari or a Bindu, Bindi or whatever. It's not an external thing. Devotee means love in their heart, full love in their heart. So how do you become a devotee? How do you get that love in the heart? You must associate with God, who mercifully appears in the holy name, and you must feel a relationship with God, who appears in the form of the holy name. And that relationship is developed by hearing about that relationship. Just like romance. You want to feel romance? Hear about a good romance. You want to feel chivalry? Hear about a good chivalry. So you want to feel bhakti? Hear about a good bhakti. And hear about bhakti. Hear the songs of bhakti. Hear the stories of bhakti. And what that does is add the bhav of those stories, the mood of those stories, and the mood of the people who compose them, who are pure devotees. It injects it into your chanting. It injects that relationship. It injects that wonder. And that's the most powerful absorption. The most powerful absorption in yoga is all about absorption in an object. The most powerful absorption is relationship to an object out of love. And the more intense the love, the more intense the meditation and the focus. So Lord Chaitanya wanted that focus on God to engender and bring out the deepest sentiments of love in his own heart. And he raised those sentiments to the height by always having songs and always having stories of that love. And this is actually a very nice system of chanting Hare Krishna, that we chant the bhajan, where pure devotee has a particular bhav, particular mood of devotion, and by chanting that with devotion, and then breaking into the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in the same melody as the song, and very easily, the bhav of that great soul gets interjected into your chanting. This is a system. This is what Lord Chaitanya showed. So I'm here in Puri, actually, really wonderful devotees. So, I mean, we never advertise this, and it just attracts people who are really seeking something deeper. And I myself, because today we all composed a sankalpa, what's your vow, what's your objective here? And my objective here is very, very simple. It's to get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada by serving the devotees. It's so powerful, the process of bhakti. Bhakti starts from the liberated platform, actually. There's no karma. There's no karma. And what that means is when one actually surrenders to a guru, actually surrenders, and gives up any sense of separateness or independence to God, represented through the desires and will of the servant of God, then that's it. There's no material existence. You go back to Godhead. Although it's not an easy thing to do, but I see, I'm watching so many great souls that do it. And they will go back to Godhead. There's no karma. There's no karma. Because they don't act according to their false ego. They don't act according to the conception that I am the enjoyer and I am the controller. So we need mercy. And there's a point, and sometimes I harp on themes, and I really want to harp on this theme. We cannot estimate the value of God. What the potency, what the glory, what the beauty, what the heart. We cannot estimate it. If we ever think that we can achieve God by our endeavor, if we think that we can earn God by our endeavor, then we don't understand the inestimable value of the divine. So understanding the glories of God, understanding the beauty of God, then our endeavor becomes an expression of our utter helplessness and need. We're reading today the story of Shivananda Sain, where a dog joined the Prikram, and Shivananda Sain gave the dog shelter, and it's such a beautiful story. So the boatman forgets to feed the dog rice, and he disappears, and Shivananda Sain is crying. He's crying all night. He won't sleep. He fasts. He won't eat. And then the people are astonished. Because, no, you know, dog is a dog's life in India, especially. They don't have pet dogs. But Vaishnavism means responsibility. He's responsible. And when someone has a responsibility, when someone takes shelter, people take that responsibility seriously. One second. I got to do something now. One second. So he took that responsibility. Why? Because somehow or other this dog took shelter. And of course, the end of the story is the dog goes back to Godhead. And that answers the question of how you can possibly earn God with a lack of qualification. Humility and taking shelter. Humility and taking shelter. And then we get shelter. So this is how we enter into the higher realms of bhakti, simply by humility and taking shelter. It's the key to bhakti. We take shelter, and you take shelter, you can invoke the kindness and mercy of the Vaishnava. As Bhurijan so aptly put, if we can act in a way that the heart of a Vaishnava melts, and everything will come out. And that's what we want. We want the heart of a Vaishnava. We want their heart. We want their heart because their heart's filled with love. That's what Vaishnava means. By surrender, by Sharanagata, by complete exclusive shelter in God, one gets bhakti. One gets the love of God. One gets God's love, and then one develops love of God. Anyway, I'm going to just speak something else today also, as apropos for people on the above. I don't know. News travels so fast that even though I'm here in Pune, I've heard it from at least 15, 20 different places. But a very dear friend of mine and a kindred Vaishnava, Sriman Shamdas, he passed away, I think, just yesterday. And it's a great loss for the Vaishnav community. And he was really such a sweet, nice Vaishnava. Vaishnava is not an ordinary thing. Vaishnav means for others. That's what a Vaishnav is. Just recently I was telling, during this Kartik, you know, we have a very deep, nice relationship, and he has a in the Vallabha line, there Nityananda is Vitaleshwara. He's the son of Vallabha. And his Baitik, his sitting place, is one of the holiest places in their tradition. And Shamdas had this incredible, it's a big place, it was incredible, you know, a few rooms on the roof. And a big roof where you can see Govardhan. And he would love to stay. The Vaishnava, the Vallabha tradition is, your main sadhana is that you get a deity, and then according to your adhikari or capacity or determination, you get a standard of worship. And Shamdas had a very high standard of worship. And he kept it up for 30, 35, whatever years. And main Seva was cooking for the deities. So it was ambrosial prasadam. I would love to come over to his Brijbasi place He was a great host. So recently I told Indradumna Swami I think you should meet him. And he was on Parikram with about 20 people, and Lila Balasini, some of you know that she's such a dear student of mine, and she assists me every way in Vrindavan. She also told Indradumna Swami, why don't we go up and Shandas can take you his roof and show you Govardhan from that perspective. They called up Shandas about 8 in the morning when they began the Prakram, and he insisted they came over Prashadam. And Indradumna Swami just called me today also to tell me how much he appreciated that I made that connection. And he cooked for 20 people. And they all had Prashadam in that way. And also upstate New York, he was about 30 minutes from me. And he was the link, the bridge to the yoga world. He introduced Radhanath Swami and Satchinandana Swami in such a big way to the yoga community, to such an extent that Radhanath Swami is probably one of the main attractions at the Bhakti Fest and the Ecstatic Chant Festival. And it's Vaishnav, because there wasn't a sense of possessiveness or fear. Because the Vaishnav is non-envious, nirmatsaranam sitam. The Vaishnav has no competitiveness. They're not seeking anything in this world, and because they're not seeking anything in this world, they don't have any fear of envy of others being superior to them or challenging them for any resources. So he turned over all his contacts to, and he appreciated what Prabhupada had done. He wasn't sectarian at all. I did a program with him in Yoga Maya. We did a program called The Taste of Vrindavan. And it was a wonderful kirtan. We started the kirtan in the yoga world. He was the actual one that actually made the link in the two before Krishnadas. He extended that. So he was really a wonderful Vaishnava. I remember he came over to Janmashtami at our place, upstate New York, the last three Janmashtamis. I remember he had lunch one day or dinner with Satsrup Maharaj, and Satsrup Maharaj also appreciated him. And when Satsrup Maharaj came down and sat in the chair, he insisted on sitting on the floor. And had so much appreciation to any Vaishnava. So it's a real tragedy to the Vaishnava world. And I think here we're going to, of course, it's kind of, I can't say it's my festival, but I work with Madhavananda, and he also would agree. We'll have Prashadam in his honor. And maybe I'll talk about him tomorrow, too. But I've got so many nice letters from so many nice devotees, because they knew he was my friend. And, it's also, kind of a wake-up call. We've seen it again and again. Trust no future, however pleasant. Isn't that the word? Spiritual realization, what is the main question that the whole Bhagavatam is based on? What is the duty of a man who's about to die? And what should he not do? And then if we answer that question, Maharaj Pukit says, Vriyaneshite Prashna Kritalokanitanyapa. He says, Vriyaneshite Loka. Your question is glorious. It's the best thing. Because that question is the question of every person. You can't put it off in the future. You can't put it off in the future because it'll never happen. You have to surrender. surrender now. You can't surrender in the past. You can't surrender in the future. You have to surrender now. And surrender is such a thing that it doesn't mean giving up your attachments. It means doing what Guru and Krishna wants. And what Guru and Krishna wants is a dedication to Krishna, attachments and all. So really, it really can't wait. And it's a wonderful thing to see someone who's surrendered. I know one person, struggling, divorced, hellish. But I see the person, just surrendered to Krishna. Just surrendered to Krishna and just travels and preaches and distributes books and becomes detached and is not attached to anything, lives simply and no demands. Just completely surrendered to Krishna. That's it. Liberation back to Godhead. That's all it takes, actually. Because when one actually gets initiated, not just the formality, but the heart, and surrenders to Krishna, Krishna accepts the devotee as his very self. And at that initiation, then the shraddha, the energy of Radha, enters into one's heart. That's what shraddha is. It's the energy of Radha. That's why when one has shraddha, it's not a question of the intellect. I mean, maybe the intellect can impede it or open it, but it's an energy. It's an experience that can't be denied. What's that experience? The experience of God's mercy when he accepts you. Anyway, we should all pray for Shyamdas. Really a very wonderful Vaishnava with no envy and wanting to serve everyone, and dedicated so much of his life. So we'll offer all our condolences and prayers to whatever family he has, whatever friends he has. Okay, would anybody like to ask any questions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, anybody like to say hello?
Hare Krishna, can you hear?
I can hear you.
Oh, because you asked, I said. Okay, yeah, just a couple things. I don't know if you said, but, you know, it was shocking to hear about your friend, Ramdas Prabhu. did you say how he passed?
Motorcycle accident.
Wow. Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when he did the program at the Ravels. I think that was the only time I saw him.
He knew Sanskrit, Gujarati, you know, Sangeet. He was a real pandit. I would ask him questions sometimes, and he was a real pandit. But no envy.
And it just happened yesterday.
Yeah. So many people in shock. I'm getting, you know, calls and letters from so many people. But I really wanted to glorify him and say something and pray for him. She really did something wonderful with his life.
Hmm.
Yeah. I did a program at Yoga Maya with him last year, A Taste of Vrindavan. People enjoyed it so much. Yeah.
Can I just ask one question about the
verse
you quoted? It might be a kind of strange question, but I don't have the book in front of me, but I was just kind of taken aback by the manner in which, or the tone in which the Cowherd Boys kind of demanded. You know, they're begging for prasadam from the from the wives of the Brahmanas, but it's like they were demanding it, you know? Just and there was like no please kind of thing, you know? It didn't seem so...
Well, you know what happened, actually? It's very interesting. The commentators discussed this. Krishna told them, don't say that I'm hungry, right? What happened is, when they came and they said that Krishna's nearby, you know, we begging some food for him. First, what happened when he said Krishna's nearby, they fainted out of ecstasy. And the Kalahari boys realized that the only way that a Vaishnava sometimes can transcend or overcome an intense ecstasy is when they understand that it's an interference for their service. So the Cowherd boys, so the Cowherd boys therefore said, you're hungry. Krishna said, don't say it. He said, oh, you're hungry. They're hungry. And when they heard that Krishna's hungry, they cursed their ecstasy. So that's what happened.
And that's why they like put the question in that kind of, you know, demanding kind of way.
What's that?
That's why they put the question in that kind of demanding kind of way instead of...
Yeah. Because Krishna told them not to do that. Yeah, Krishna said, don't do that.
Yeah. He said, don't mention my name.
No, he said, don't tell them I'm hungry.
Oh.
He said, don't tell them I'm hungry.
Yeah, because that would pain them too much.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, these are the classes, you know, I kind of just walking in after, you know, managing things and moving things here and trying to solve things, so I couldn't really speak Hare Krishna. Thank you much. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my very sorry to hear this, you know, Sam Das, you know, although I personally didn't meet him, you know. I have seen him through, you know, YouTube and other, you know, programs that he held. He reminded me the verse, you know, Pratiksha Karanikayo, Shurida Sarva Bhutanam, Ajata Shatru Vashanta, Sadhava Sadhu Bhushanam. He was a real sadhu.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, he did programs at the Revolves. He was friends with the Resolve.
He used to sing also, right, Maharaj?
He was the first kirtanera in the yoga scene. He knew the classical Drupad style of kirtan. Yeah.
Right. You know, and I remember, you know, many of our young, you know, devotees were singers. They like his, you know, singing also.
Yeah.
It was nice. Thank you, Maharaj, you know, and the way you described about Puri is, I have a real question, Maharaj. Puri is the place of Krishna in Dwaraka, because, you know, majestic. Because Krishna in his royal form. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't come, then how we would have understood the Brahma Bhav?
But the deities of Puri, of Jagannath, are the deities of Krishna in this mood of separation from Srimati Radharani. So it's the full heart of Krishna in love. And because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to relish the separation mood of Radharani, the deity of Krishna in the mood of separation is the appropriate deity for her to, for him to worship to get that mood. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello? Thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you very much for the class.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you so
much. It's really our dream to join you there one day. It's wonderful to hear you.
You said you like to, oh, Carl, you and, wow, would you be in ecstasy here and pray?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet, sweet Sangha, my God, you know. And some nice God brothers are here. I have some nice God sisters are here, too. And so many nice devotees, yeah. Lakshmi Sringa is here, Pancharatna and Tita Guna, Lakshmi and his wife. Just a whole bunch of nice people. And it's just so spontaneous, the whole program. And when people eat Jagannath Prasad, they just can't believe it. Because we get it right. We have Korean people working with us. We have a crew of about 10, 15 people to help us manage. And they go right to the Jagannath Mandir, you get the Prasad hot. Practically right. Okay. Okay. Anybody? Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot, Carl.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. Hi, Bill. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. This is Govardhan Bhaktadas.
Hi, Bill. Govardhan. Hi, Krishna. We'll see you soon. I'll be back in the Jersey.
Father, we have news from Maharaj.
Okay.
We have seen him because we came to.
What? Did you see him?
Yes, in Rahul Prabhu's house program he came.
Right. You remember that? Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Anybody else like to say hello? One more person?
Hi, folks.
Who's that? Is that Mother Indrani?
That is Bob. Thank you for being there.
Thank you. Okay. Anybody else? We'll go. Anybody else? Don't you call the Dreamer stuck?